4 CBA Mobile.
KO 4 PXB Mobile.
4 CBA Mobile.
YQK Mobile.
YQK, KB 4 CBA. How you doing, Dave?
Okay, I figure I'll take a quick run to the store between the systems that are floating out there.
Well, good, unless you're up in, you know, Traverse Rest, for that area.
Yeah, they just had that tornado to the, I think it was directly west of us, that had our direction anticipated, apparently, because they caught it off.
Sun's been shining the whole time, so we can see clouds around us, but there's no, doesn't like look like anything, you know, real threatening that that you wouldn't normally see during the day.
Well, that was out by us. I did see with the circulation at the end of it as it went over. And you can tell the winds were doing something. So, there's more debris up here on the main road. How about that?
Definitely, it's definitely been windy. It still is. Not too bad. But the wind is blowing and gusting a little bit. But I don't have a weather station, so I don't really know. It's not that bad. I mean, it's not like we got debris in the road or anything.
Well, hopefully we have some wind tomorrow. I got to go. I'll be on Lake Hartwell race committee. We got sailboat races tomorrow out there on Hartwell. So hopefully we have some good wind to make it interesting.
I'll be getting into a noisy spot here on Belcher Road for just a minute here in a couple of minutes, and then I'll be out of it. Probably a combination of Piney Mountain and Paris Mountain getting in between me and the repeater. But I'm coming up. I'll be coming up right beside the old Shriners Hospital.
It's the Paris Mountain channel that you're in.
Four WWZ. I thought I'd make myself known, and then I'll keep listening for a while. Just wanted to let y'all know I'm here.
Y'all go ahead. I'm gonna sit back for just a minute because I couldn't even copy all of that. Dave in there, Chandler, he's one.
Into it now. You were pretty down there, real deep in the shallow, but you're starting to come out of the shallow now.
Right, we're right here, but it's not going to change for a minute.
KO4 WWZ, KO4 PXB.
KO4 PXB, go ahead.
Find out your situation of what time to be at work.
Well, here's how it's working out so far. Cousin called me back today, and they said that they're waiting to talk to the principal. The person over the custodian stuff definitely wants me to work, and he really wants me to be at that school. But the principal has somebody else she's waiting to get in contact with. Is also trying to get that job. So Kusty said to call them back after lunchtime on Monday, and they would have some information for me. and that I can talk to them then. But I asked them and they said, you will have lunch, it's just a matter of figuring out where we're going to put you.
For PXP, all right, I understood that. Just definitely, as the old saying goes, the greasy wheel gets the grease, so definitely stay on it, because if you don't contact them, it pretty much determines that you don't want that job bad enough. So if you truly want it, stay on it and keep in touch with them.
I will do my best.
Couldn't hang with being the bus monitor, or just that time was up?
Well, the time was about to be up because during the summer I wouldn't be getting paid. I would still have my job, but I wouldn't be getting paid because the buses are not running.
For that, I just wasn't sure if you just got tired of it, because I can imagine being a monitor on the bus with the having to control the kids that much would definitely be nerve-wracking.
I can understand someone's point of view in that scenario as well.
KB4CBA. Number 4YQK, KB4CBA. Can y'all carry on KB4CBA mobile?
KO4WWZ. Just for some odd reason, if that doesn't work out, go to the SpartanburgCounty.org webpage and look for their job employment. The Spartanburg County Landfill is always hiring, and they got great hours and good pay.
Thank you very much. I will do that. And I will keep that in mind, too. That's SpartanburgCounty.org.
Right, like I said, you're pretty much what they do is they'll set and they'll check trucks in and out and tell them what area to go into the landfill, and they will check them back out, and all depends on what you actually do at the landfill. They even have some stations where when people pull in, you'll direct them to, you know, drop off industrial waste, house waste, and stuff like that. So it's definitely not too hard, and you know, they definitely take all the federal holidays off, and they have a few extra that they take, so it's definitely a good while. And most of the time, it's like 28 to 34 hours.
Oh, that's nice.
Like I said, and they stop taking incoming traffic at 4:30, so they can definitely get everything closed up and at the landfill, so the hours of operation stop at 4:30. KO4 PXB for KO4 WWZ. And just say definitely a question. You did get that cable buried over the driveway, correct?
Did buried. The station got hit by lightning.
KO4 PXB. I remember you talking about that. Sorry for that, bud. That's why I know if a severe electrical storm's coming up, I just unplug all the electrical components and not worry about it that way. It's KO4 PXB. I remember it's probably been well over 30-something years ago that I was sitting in my family's home, and we were watching TV, and those high steel towers that run the electrical, and lightning struck it, and it looked like a big white fireball come through the patio glass doors and hit the TV, and it just, like I said, literally lit up the whole room that all our family was in, and definitely smoked the TV.
House once. My dad had to pay attention to some roadworks that was going on. I think apparently something he got to fix. Now, hold on just a minute.
Hey, little boy. 4CBA.
KO4CBA, KO4PXB.
Would you mind if I made another call, please, sir? KJ4YQK, this is KB4CBA. Dave, you around? He has left the frequency, so anyway, I'll carry on. KB4CBA mobile.
This is KO4WWZ.
KO4PXB, go ahead.
Where were we left off?
I thought you had mentioned when you had your system earlier that you either hadn't got the grounding in yet or just wasn't enough to hold the load of the lightning coming in.
Not grounded it yet.
For PXB, that's a tough and expensive lesson learned.
Sure. I'm out
today. Maintaining user accounts, setting up new users. That's going to be starting with Spartanburg County, and pretty much dealing with storage and making sure the server is going to stay up and running for the weekend. So that way, I don't get calls all hours of the day.
Did I need your EGD, or are you okay to talk on the frequency for a while?
It's KO4PXB. Would you mind repeating that? That didn't quite understand.
And do I need to let you go, or are you still okay to talk for a while?
For PXB, I'm mobile on the way to the daycare and then back to the house. So I'm done for the day. With IT, you never know when something's gonna come up.
It's not mine, my way. So you want to Spartanburg County as well?
I've been server manager prior to that. I was in, spent 24 years in the Army.
Thank you for your service. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Me and Chad, KO4NUE, stomp the same dirt and in different situations. When you need one in situations like that.
should have called the highway patrol and reported them and, you know, told them what mile marker they were on. And, you know, they probably could have caught up with her, but I mean, she wouldn't have been hard to find because she just looked for the SUV that was swerving all over the road.
Like crazy. I figured out how lucky was that I was yesterday, and I guess pretty much how good my battery is for right now. I went into a meeting yesterday, probably around 5 o'clock, and I got out around 9 o'clock, and I opened the door to my truck, and I heard the ham radio go off. So it was on. Well, of course, not transmitting, so it, you know, wasn't drawing a lot of power. But like I said, it was on for like almost 3.5 hours or so.
Probably, I don't think the mobile rig I have at home that I use in the house, the brand new ICOM 2300, I don't think it on receive, it only pulls about half an amp or something, so at least that's what it's showing on the on my power supply. And so it'll take a while, a pretty good long while. In fact, I've left my camera plugged in overnight and it didn't affect the battery at all.
Good. KO4CBA, you must have pretty much gotten into the bad area because you're just pretty much barely breaking a squelch now.
Kind of hole here on Highway 81, just crossing into Anderson County. We're ready to cross the bridge right now. And so I'm in Anderson County. So it should be getting better from here because I'm going uphill.
A little bit better. Like I said, it's still definitely scratchy. And from what I heard, just other people talking a while ago, the weather's probably not helping any.
We're having a slight problem with the repeater, too. I know they're going to address that, or maybe they already have. I don't know. But anyway, sometimes it seems to get a little scratchy, even when you're stationary at the house or whatever, and then it'll clear up. Kind of interesting how propagation changes.
That is definitely true. All right, this is KO4PXB. I'm at the daycare to get the baby, so I'll definitely step out of the vehicle. I'll definitely hope to talk to you later, 73.
You have a good evening and a good weekend. I'll talk to you the rest of the weekend, but anyway. Have a good one, and 73 is KP4 CBA Mobile.